Having as we do in this week's parish, the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. So one of the pratim went out from the pasukar, katsheyu b'knisasevitzia. So go ahead and make kiddush a distinction of the designating the day as a special and unique day, both b'knisasevitzia coming into Shabbos and b'itzia, which of course is the kiddush when we come into Shabbos, nevdala as we depart from Shabbos, marking the both endpoints of the special day, unique aspect of Shabbos. We declare it. We have to go ahead and declare it b'peh. And Chazal went ahead and said Aliyin, and with all the problem that ensued. Now, one, just want to focus on one, really one, pick on one point out of the broader picture of Kiddush. There's a question, what happens for women who are at home Shabbos morning and their husbands are not coming home till a later point? What exactly should they be doing with Kiddush? What's their chiv? What's their obligation? So generally, Melshmer Mechuyiv and all chiv is Shabbos. Zachar v'shamar is Kishulah Adad. They're included in all the mitzvah Shabbos, and as well, they are included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayayim, Kishayim is Derbanon, but as well, they're included in the mitzvah of Kiddush. But here they have a scenario where they're home, and many women often, you know, they don't like necessarily to go ahead and make Kiddush. They want to be able to eat something before their husbands come home, which can often be much, you know, quite a bit later. What can or can they not do? So there's a machlekes in the pesukim exactly what they should be doing, and the standard logic generally by kiddush follows that generally one cannot eat before shacharis simply because before shacharis there's a number of yisurim discussed in the pesukim how it's a zilzal in one's approach to the shechina to go ahead and eat, and even though kiddush kicks in right after davening, so you always get hit with the same type of idea that really for man and for ladies the same type of idea before davening you can't eat because of shacharis. As soon as you finish davening, you're going to be hit with kiddush right away. For women, chiyuv to mispal is debated very, very much among the pesukim. Generally, most ashram do have a concept of tefillah, a kabbalah of some level of chayv of tefillah. But however, it's important to note the chayv of tefillah for nashim is to make a bakasha. The base chiyuv of tefillah, really for everybody, the simple basic obligation is to have a bakasha. So nashim generally are mekayim, even if they go ahead and they daven the entirety of tefillah. Really, they're mekayim their obligation, simply saying, "No, say my dani in the morning." To go ahead, that in itself wouldn't suffice. It's only less expression of haidah. But one bakasha from a kadosh baruch hu, that would be a tefillah. Now it suffice. So once they go ahead and say one basic tefillah, they have satisfied tefillah. But l'chayr, now they have to go ahead and make kiddush. What can they do? It's a discussion in the Pesukim. Ramosha famously says a very interesting concept. He says, technically it's true. Nashim should be chayv in kiddush right away. However, he says, Nashim have a shibud, especially married ladies have a shibud to their husbands to eat the suda with their husband. And that being the case, they can't go ahead and eat yet. They're not allowed to eat. Since they're prescribed from going ahead and eating until their husbands come home, they can't go ahead and eat anyways. So therefore, they don't have to make, somehow from that, he extends it to say they don't have to make kiddush. They want to go ahead and eat. That's fine until the time, not till their husbands come home, but until the time their husbands finish tefillah. After tefillah, when the husbands may take time and shul, you know, whatever beat as it may, that's an arbitrary amount of time they will take, and that doesn't make a difference. But the general time where they understand that tefillah is over and the husbands could come home, that's where their chiv kicks in. The Maisa, they bring down the quote, Rabbi Yashar, the same idea that the chiv, nashim, and kiddush only kicks in Shabbos morning, at that same type of idea, generally when the husband comes home or about that time. But earlier in the day, they can go ahead and eat without making any kiddush whatsoever. Now, the Maisa, a bunch of paiskim, says as well, they express great difficulty with their mashab sack for two reasons. The first reason is that even though nashim are meshubed as part and parcel of the marital obligations to go ahead and be at the suda with their husband, there's no halacha they can't eat before. So they have to go ahead and eat with their husbands. Great, that's wonderful. But why does that tell you they can't eat before? Why does it tell you it's not as man achila beforehand? Now that they can eat before and they can eat again afterwards. So where do we see in the fact that they're supposed to be eating the kanas chazal, they should eat the suda together with their husband, that beforehand is not as man achila? Question number one. And question number two is, even if chazal came along and said that nashim should have specifically eating with their husbands, and not earlier, which again, we won't find anywhere they did that, but they said that it's such a takana, they have to eat afka then, lamais, at the end of the day, who said they had ability to override the pre-existing halacha, the one has to go ahead and say kiddush? We have two things here. We have a toss-up. Who says they can go ahead and eat just because of that? They can override the halacha of kiddush. So what do you do with Ramayisha? Because this many paiskim don't go with their mashim. They say the nashim either have to go ahead and make kiddush themselves, or they have to wait. But they don't have a choice to eat without kiddush. But how do you understand their mashim's opinion? How do we get around when Moshe seems to be saying something very extremely mechodesh? Yeah. So the basic idea here would be something very, very simple. Moshe writes something really, you know, parenthetically in a whole different shuva that has nothing to do with Kiddush at all. But to back up one step here, the Mishmur points out, what happens if somebody is sick and he has to eat before Shacharis? So generally, one doesn't eat before Shacharis. If one is elderly, he needs the energy to daven Shacharis, or somebody is sick, he has to go ahead and eat. Should he go ahead and make Kiddush? So the Mishmur says in Bir Lacha, Misha Hutalei Lacha, Lishas Kaidim Atvilo, Kagayin Shehul Rafuah, Kudla'il, Pashat, the Tzarech Lekadish Mitchila. Somebody who needs to eat before davening, Pashat, he has to go ahead and make Kiddush beforehand. That is the opinion of the Bir Lacha. However, Misha writes, it's in Archaim Chalik Beis, and all the way to end, it's one paragraph that has nothing to do with the Tshuva at hand. He says, "Kar hay rizake in the Mishnah Berurah, they have to do this." But he says, "Well, ma'aseh by him doesn't make any sense because the idea is that they are misaking kiddush based on the zmanei hasuda." He says, "Somebody normally, the normal, you know, standard way of dealing with shacharis and suda is that a person does not eat before shacharis. And therefore, they're not misakin it on the time that you could eat. They're misakin it on when the normal Zman HaSuda is. He says this as far as Ishael. And therefore, he says, really, as far as he's concerned, he says, again, Kfar Hayrizake in the Bir Lacha, but he says he would say himself that one eating before davening should not go ahead and make Kiddush. It's not the time for Kiddush. Don't say Kiddush. There's no real law Shabbos day. You don't say anything extra, any extra bracha, but don't say Kiddush. We see from here, their Moshe's understanding is, it's not a question of the key of kicking in right away. Chazal went ahead and picked a specific time. Based on the time when you normally have your Suda, that's when the Zman Kiddush kicks in. The same thing is for ladies. It's true they could eat earlier. 100%, they could eat whenever they want the whole morning. But since there's Zman Suda, the time of sitting down to a full-fledged meal is going to be with their husband. And the Zman Suda is where they built the key of Kiddush around the Zman Suda, the structure of the Zman Suda. Therefore, since a woman generally will eat her Suda, in fact, with her husband, she may eat earlier, but she'll eat her Suda with her husband. Therefore, her key of Kiddush only kicks in at the time of the Suda, which again is after Shachris. And therefore, that's the Moshe's opinion. They built it around the times of Kiddush, which comes out that the two Shailas are tied together. According to the Mishnah Berurah, one who is a Chayla should make Kiddush before davening, and as well, Nashib would not be able to eat without Kiddush. And the reverse would be that as far as the Moshe's opinion is concerned, a Chayla should not make Kiddush before davening, but on the other hand, women can go ahead and eat freely without Kiddush until the time their husbands can come home.